Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
It's almost that time. Thanksgiving, mac and cheese, cornbread, and the big bird, a peacock.
Pull up to the second window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Dude, you just made me crazy hungry, but then ruined it. All just in a matter of seconds.
I wonder, like, I know how different that chickens and turkeys call, like, taste, but how about other birds? What would
have
they
ever
taste
had a duck?
Like? I do. I don't like duck.
I love duck. I've been craving duck.
Okay.
They're dark meat. I love dark meat.
I know
they're
you
almost
do.
Sweet.
Weirdo. Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Peacock, I bet they just taste really uppity, you know? I bet they think they're better than everybody else because they have fancy feathers.
You have to eat it with like Dijon mustard, Grey Poupon.
Like hold your pinky out the whole time, you know, like you're drinking tea with Joe from England or something.
Oh, come on, Joe. All right, John, get us rolling.
All right, we're going to be going to probably one of the places that produces the best content, Florida. And it's called Pasco County, Florida. And there is where we're going to find one of the most bizarre cases. And it's just, it feels like urban legend, but it's all real. The story is about a 61-year-old man named Craig Vaught, who admitted to killing, cooking, and eating his own pet peacocks. Is this illegal?
You know, that's a great question. And I think so. I think there's a thin line there between animal cruelty and farming.
I mean,
maybe?
Like if I raise chickens and I want to eat them, that's legal. So are peacocks protected? How is this a crime, Jamie?
Well, how about eating your dog? I think that would be illegal because you're killing a pet. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know that it is. If it's for food consumption, I mean, who are we to say?
Well, can't eat your dog. As odd as the act is, I think the reason may be more weird. It started with a letter, not a text, not a snap. An actual old-fashioned handwritten note between neighbors. On the morning of September 23rd, a resident in Pasco County walked out to collect her mail. She had some bills, some flyers, and an envelope from one of her neighbors signed at the top, like you said, Craig Vaught. This message was blunt. He wrote that he had killed two peacocks that roamed in his front yard. He described how he, in detail, decapitated the birds, let them bleed out, and cooked them for dinner.
So they're not his pets. That is where it is illegal. That will do it every time.
Yeah, I guess. It's got to be your peacock.
The neighbor, of course, was shocked. She called police and said that she'd often feed the peacocks that were wandering through his yard. They weren't aggressive. She said they were like neighborhood birds. They were really pretty. They were not causing any problems. But Vaught made it clear that if she did not stop feeding them, he was going to kill them. And that's precisely what he did on a September night. He made good on that threat. So when police arrived and questioned Vaught, Vaught didn't hedge or deny it. He let them know, like, yes, I killed them. And I told her I was going to kill them. And I killed them to prove a point.
Yeah, so... is that more like it's a neighborhood feud over peacocks, first of all? And this has been a long-standing feud. Everybody knew that the peacocks hung out on Vaught's property, and a lot of the neighbors just kind of disagreed over should we keep feeding them? Should we put up a fence? But to Vaught, it stopped being about the peacocks and started being about a power struggle in his neighborhood. He warned the neighbor not to feed his birds. So they may not have been legally his pets, but he claimed them. He said he was teaching his neighbor a lesson, and that's what got him charges filed. It was aggravated cruelty to animals with excessive pain or death. John, I got a question for you. What's excessive death?
Like,
is it more death?
Resuscitated them and killed them again? No. Look, first off, if I have a peacock on my property, I'm all about it. Send all of them over here. Like, I think they're really one of God's most beautiful creations. I mean, like if I had a neighbor whose name was like, I don't know, Hamie, and they had dogs that roamed my property and were like tearing up Jack, and I told him like, hey man, keep your dogs out of my yard or I'm going to dispatch them, and they continued to be a nuisance, I feel like I'm within my rights to do so, especially if they're being aggressive or tearing up stuff.
You know, the more I've read about this case, it's really, I'm not sure if he owned them or not.
No, it seemed like they were just there in the neighborhood, and she was the one feeding them, so they would often stay in his yard. So I don't know that he was as mad at the peacocks as much as he was mad that she didn't take heed of his warning and stop feeding them. But I don't know why this guy's got a problem with peacocks.
Officials called this symbolic violence, which is hurting something cherished by someone to assert dominance or control. He faces up to 5 years in prison and $10,000 in fines.
I bet they arrested this man. I can't imagine how unruly this woman was, because I bet she was just so livid over the peacocks. They were like, you know what? We're going to arrest you just to make this woman shut up.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it's going to be dismissed in court.
Yeah, I get that. Do you think it will be? I think that's an excessive punishment for killing an animal. That's not like endangered, protected. You're not trespassing to do it. I may catch some heat for this.
I don't know. I mean,
5 years in prison for killing a bird.
I feel like if there's an animal on my property that I don't want on my property, as long as it's not an endangered species, don't I have that right? I know that it's not popular to say, and I would not just harm an animal, but it's your land, and as long as it's not a protected species, I don't know why the government could charge him with that. Like, yeah. Cruelty to animals is like being neglectful, like having a pet in your home and not feeding it or denying it medical care. These are wild animals on your property, and this is America. So I don't know. Do I think it was morally right? No. I think this guy obviously has some problems, but legally holding him responsible, I don't know. Like, if he captured them and tortured them, yes. I don't know,
sounds
dude.
Like he,
I really don't know.
Sounds like it was a, and I could be wrong, maybe he went to detail about torture of some kind, but it seems like he did to this what you would do to a turkey or a chicken on a farm.
Yeah. And if there's a turkey over here and it's near Thanksgiving and I'm about to go drop $30, I may just look at this as if God blessed me.
So if it's on your property and it's not turkey season, can you kill it legally?
No. Because there is a regulated turkey season. So that's, I don't think there's a hunting season on peacocks.
There's not.
And I don't know that they're protected.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
now some birds are protected. I mean, ducks are, you have to get a state license and a federal license to shoot a duck. There are some birds that are just, if you kill, you go to jail. That one being the eagle. So I don't know. I've never looked up the protected rights of peacocks.
I guess we killed way too many birds on Nintendo back in the day.
Yeah.
Stupid dog laughing at you. Sorry if I'm making light of animal cruelty, not my intention. I just thought this was super weird and wanted to get your take on it. So
yeah, I'm not trying to sound like that either. I'm genuinely curious as to what, like, if he indeed broke the law or not. So we'll follow this one. I want to know what happens to him.
Absolutely, guys. This has been a really weird crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.